This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Maybe what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. We've had a great week of podcasts. Monday, we talked about April 8th, releasing and letting go. Yesterday, we talked about you can't be what you don't embody, right? You're not, nobody's going to respect you at the level that, everybody's going to respect you at the level that you respect yourself. It's time to rise up into that beautiful consciousness that you are. And today, I want to talk about the great I am. And now, you know, I've talked about this and recapped it many, many times. My first podcast was Thoughts Become Things. And I honestly, at that moment in my life, in the first podcast, I never imagined, just being honest, I never imagined that my life would be where it's at today. I did know that thoughts became things, but there was so much resistance in the physical reality, guys. So much resistance. Remember, I launched a book. Nobody bought it, guys. Nobody bought it. Launched a podcast that you're listening to now. Nobody was listening. Now hundreds of thousands of people listen per year. Is that right? I think, Jeremy, I think it's hundreds. I think, anyways, a lot of people listen to it every single year. We get 500,000 views a day across all social media platforms. Like, really think about that for just a moment. Nobody was listening in 2017. Nobody listened in 2018. Nobody listened in 2009. It started to get a little bit of traction in 2019. But since 2020 to 2024, because the great I am powerful, I am strong, I am worthy, I am abundant. Now we get 500,000 views a day across all platforms. I don't know how many millions that is. That's millions a month, right? Think about that for just a moment. 35,000 posts before we ever went viral. Thoughts become things. As my belief became stronger, as the resistance started to be recognized as the thing I need to transmute into light, as I started to realize that all things are happening for me and not against me, and that the great I am, just like God told Moses, is embodied inside of me. It's not an external thing, but it was a battle I had to go through, guys. I had so much doubt and so much insecurity and such a broken little boy that I had to go through that process. I had to go through healing the broken little boy inside of myself, finding myself and finding who I truly am, which is a son of Christ, a son of God, which is the embodiment of Christ. Every single one of you is beautifully made. And when I started to realize that I'm made in the likeness and image, and then when I look in the mirror and say the great I am worth it, I am worthy, that I am, using that I am at the end of it, and I started to do these things and I started to pull life to me instead of going after life. And I started to align with the things that really served me and got rid of all the things. I developed principles, morals, and ethics. And I stood on those principles, morals, and ethics. And I stood tall in my belief system in God and Jesus Christ. And not only did I believe in it, but I started to embody it. And once I started to embody it, I started to live, breathe, eat it. And now I'm living heaven on earth for myself. Doesn't mean that things are all good all the time. It means that there's a lot of resistance that comes in, because the brighter the light, the darker it, the brighter, the brighter it gets, the darker, the more darkness comes when the brighter the light. That's all I'm trying to say. Sorry about that. New level, same devil. So what I'm here to tell you is the great I am is extremely important. As my first podcast says, thoughts become things. What is your great I am? What do you truly believe about yourself? Because you can't outbeat what's done in darkness. You can't outthink what's done in darkness. That means when you close your eyes and your pineal gland activates, what do you think about yourself? Truly. Doesn't matter what your ex said. It doesn't matter what your boyfriend says. It doesn't matter what your mom and dad said. What do you believe about yourself? That's God. That's creation. God has always been and always will be. God will never forsake you. God is perfect. God is loving. God is unconditional love. So if you believe that God is all of that, then why don't you believe in yourself? It's time to pull the wool off our eyes. It's time to understand who we are within this cosmic field. You are a being filled with light. Don't dim your own light, guys, and don't let any other human being dim your light. You are the great I am, powerful, strong, and I believe in God. I'm not saying you're God. They did take the S out of Bibles the S out of God in the Bibles. You speak gods because we're made in likeness image. I'm not your God. I'm not above you. We are all God. We are all God experiencing imperfection. How beautiful is that? We're all God experiencing imperfection. So if you saw God face to face, what would you do? I would be humbled. I would be just grateful. I would be like, wow. And guess what? I get to be that around you because you're beautiful. You're amazing. You're worth it. You're worthy. All the things that are not serving you, give it away. Let it go. It doesn't mean it's going to be sunshine and rainbows. That's not the human experience. The human experience, we get the ability to walk, to talk, the five senses to experience, and to go through these emotional battles. These are things that we chose to do, and it's such a gift. It's such a gift. So maybe we just work to transmute that darkness into light so we don't have to repeat that process. Let's not make it too complex. Let's keep make the complex very, very simple. You're a beautiful being of light who has come here to expand consciousness. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise. Love you guys. Have a great day.